Do you have an ocean science idea but need to get some funding?
Well, we have the podcast topic for you.
Join us now for an episode covering a new project launched by an old guest and friend of the show.
Welcome back to Ocean Science Radio, the podcast that brings you the latest, greatest, and sometimes deepest stories in the ocean. I'm shark scientist, aquanaut, and aspiring badass, Francis Faribault.
And I'm ocean and climate science gunslinger, Andrew Kornblatt. Today, we have the pleasure of bringing back to the show one of our first guests, David Lang.
Oh, yeah, it's been a long time.
So for a reminder for those who haven't listened to that episode, who is David Lang?
I am an entrepreneur and writer. I've started a couple of ocean technology projects and companies, including OpenROV and Sofar Ocean. And what I've been doing for the past year has been something I've been calling the Experiment Foundation, which is really an experiment in funding science in new ways. All of this has taken place on the website experiment.com, and we've run a bunch of interesting tests in new ways to fund scientists at the earliest stages of curiosity.
As David mentioned, he has been involved in ocean projects for a very long time. OpenROV had a focus on democratizing the design and production of underwater remotely operated vehicles and the community around it. It was from that work that led David and his partner Eric Stackpole to this next step.
So the impetus for the Experiment Foundation really stemmed from a personal experience that I had. So when we were just getting started with OpenROV, Eric and I were really two people in a garage working on a crazy idea that we weren't sure if it was going to work. And we didn't have any money. And so we were building these prototypes of underwater ROVs, remotely operated vehicles, but we couldn't afford the parts. And we got really lucky in that we got a small grant that allowed us to buy the parts that we needed to finish our prototypes.
That grant was small, but impactful, and allowed the OpenROV team to launch their Kickstarter and get their project off the ground and into the world.
And that experience really stuck with me. I realized later that it's actually something rare to have these kind of small, fast grant programs that can meet kind of curious and inventive people where they are and get them the small resources that they need to nudge their project along. And so that's really the cornerstone and the heart of what we're doing at the Experiment Foundation, is trying to be the first believer into projects as they get going. Because as anyone who's started building stuff and doing stuff knows, it's really lonely at the beginning. And a little nudge of support and money can go a long way.
How this functionally works is David and his team have $50,000 that they've been granted from the Schmidt Marine Technology Partners. They divvy that into other smaller projects on experiments so that they'll be the first backer up to 50% of the project's costs and up to $5,000 per project. In a sense, they are paying it forward.
So experiment.com is not a new site. It's been around for more than 10 years. And it's basically, you can think of it like Kickstarter or crowdfunding for science. So not for projects, but also for questions. And they've been doing this a long time. And there's been more than 1,000 projects that have been funded on the site. This is, you know, kickstarted entire scientific careers for folks. It's a lot of grad students, a lot of early career researchers, and then a lot of amateur scientists too. And it's really a wonderful tool. And if you go to experiment.com, you can even search ocean projects to get a sense of what kind of projects are getting started here.
The system makes the budgets really clear and shows what people are hoping to learn and what the funding is going towards. For David and Eric, it doesn't have to be something that will eventually be a publishable paper. They're specifically looking for projects with the ocean focus, those along the lines of OpenROV, but they're also leaving room to be surprised.
They're more interested in crazy ideas, like the project that's been on the back of your mind, that one you just can't let go of, the question that you really want to ask, the project or tool you really want to exist. They're looking for bold ideas and long shots.
Traditional grant funding programs for science, you know, NSF, NOAA, almost anything else, the way that it operates is there's this whole peer review committee, and any one person can say, no, I don't think this is worthwhile. And that stops, that brings the whole process to a halt. With what we're doing, we're calling ourselves science angel investors. And we're taking the best lessons from Silicon Valley and trying to bring that into science funding, where it doesn't take one person to say no. All it takes is one person to say yes, to be that first true believer, to say, you know what, this project is a good idea. Like, it's crazy, it might not work, but it's worth trying. And that's what we want to be, the first true believers.
The team has been working on the Experiment Foundation for the past year, and roughly 20 projects have been funded through their work. But they're just getting started with this new kind of science angel program.
Some of the projects that David has backed so far include low-cost monitoring of red tide and its viruses in the Philippines, a project looking to answer if we can identify individual manta rays in real time using AI and remote technology, and even can corals acclimate to higher temperatures.
And one of the cool aspects of David and Eric's work is it is all open.
No, I mean, none of this is close to my chest. I mean, that's the cool part about Experiment, is everything is in public. And I think that's actually the way that science should be communicated, is the whole entire process. These are open grant proposals. The lab notes allow the scientists to keep their community up to speed on how things are going, the ups, the downs, the frustrations, the breakthroughs. You know, one of the applications that came through yesterday, or I guess a couple days ago, was from a project in Santa Cruz that's looking for epizoic diatoms, right? So this is a citizen scientist who's become really interested in diatoms. And it turns out there's a whole bunch of open questions about, you know, these creatures and these different species. And so he is jumping in and trying to fill some of these gaps. And he's been funding this all out of his pocket. You know, diatoms are a really interesting, you know, part of the ocean ecosystem. And I just love this, because this is, you know, a curious citizen scientist who got interested in you know, this little corner of the ocean ecosystem, and is stepping up to fill the knowledge gap. So that's really exciting. And, you know, that's what we're, you know, it doesn't have to be citizen science projects. I mean, we can fund, you know, pro scientists or postdocs or other people who have these, you know, kind of side projects or ideas that they really just want to get off the ground, or just want to get initial data for, so they could go on and get a bigger grant from the NSF or something like that. I think what we know about science funding is kind of the rich are getting richer. And like, it's a great time for a handful of scientists, and they attract all the funding and they have all the resources they need. For most scientists, they're working with very limited resources. And I think, you know, we're hoping that this can fill some of the gaps, especially in terms of fast funding. So the turnarounds for this can be really quick. But more than that, I think the culture of science has kind of become something that says no a lot. So there's everything is done by peer review. You know, papers are edited by peer review, and the funding decisions are done by peer review. And there's room for a little more peer encouragement. And that's really what the Science Angel program is all about, is trying to create better funding dynamics. And I think, you know, what we've been in Silicon Valley for, you know, the past 10 years working, and what's made that ecosystem so vibrant and so dynamic is that at the earliest stages, when ideas, these nascent ideas, which are really fragile, when entrepreneurs start bringing them into the world, they have this circle of safety, you know, that they find with angel investors and other people, where they can kind of shape their idea and get it ready for the world. And I think we need more of that in science. I think we need more safe places for people to kind of push the boundaries of ideas, not just get shot down by peer review committees right at the beginning. You know, that's what we're hoping, is that this not just provides a little more funding, but also improves the dynamic of science funding, especially at those really early stages of curiosity.
When it comes to funding science projects, there are a number of options out there, things like endowments and competitive contests like XPRIZE. What makes this effort different?
There's a big difference between Experiment and XPRIZE. And I think XPRIZE is really, you know, has proven it over and over again, that they're really good at getting specific answers to tough challenges and questions. And that's what they do really well, right? Like they set out this really high bar, and they invite groups from all over the world to answer the challenge. Experiment, on the other hand, is really good when you want to generate lots of different questions, right? And I think for our Ocean Solutions Fund, we're not telling anyone what we want them to do or what we want them to solve. We're interested in what they're curious about, what questions they have, the ideas and questions that they can't shake, that they need to get to the bottom of. And so I think, you know, the research process, science in general, it's important to be both divergent and convergent. And I think XPRIZE is really good when you need people to converge on a specific solution. And I think experiment is really good when you want to diverge, when you want to send people off on a bunch of different interesting directions.
In the end, David hopes that more and more curious would-be scientists will be inspired to check out Experiment and follow their wonder.
You know, I think with these kind of pursuits of curiosity, these questions, you don't always know where they're going to lead. And I think it's important to say that it's okay to not know how everything's going to go at the beginning. I mean, what we're looking for are great questions, not necessarily perfect answers. Sometimes getting started is the most important part. And that's what we learned with OpenROV, right? We didn't know if we could build low-cost underwater drone when we got started. You know, we didn't know, you know, what these tools could completely be used for. And part of the magic of OpenROV was us admitting that, you know, we're still trying to figure this out, and we're interested in building a community and finding like-minded people who are similarly interested in having a tool like this. And so the advice we got when we started is, don't let not knowing what you're doing stop you from getting started. And I think that's what I would say to folks is, you know, go to experiment, get inspired by all the other projects that are on there now, and start thinking about your own question. Start shaping that into an experiment, something you can test. I mean, you know, experiment has a bar that everything has to be scientifically rigorous. Statements need to be cited and a specific question needs to be pursued and asked. But that's a good exercise for anyone pursuing these questions, is to kind of add that rigor to what they're doing. And so it could be you. You know, I think too often we communicate science as just something that the scientists get to do and then they tell us all about it. I think it could be a much more participatory process that many more people throughout our culture could be participating in. So I just want to make that clear, that this is open to anyone who has a serious question about the ocean that they want to answer.
So get your ideas collected and head over to Experiment to submit them. You never know, yours might be the next project that gets picked.
A big thank you to our guest, and thanks to you, our listeners.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share our podcast with your friends. Until next time, this has been another
Ocean Science Radio.
So, Francis, do you have any big idea projects you would want to get funded? Like anything you've been tossing around?
Man, I want to have a fun answer for this. Mostly, I'm trying to finish my PhD. I'm so tired. I have no ideas.
What about a collar that you attach to sharks' heads that transmit their brain waves as speech?
Yes, I would like to talk to sharks. That would be great. That would be wonderful. I would like to just fully live underwater. So just like my Aquanaut stuff, but be in Aquarius all the time. And I would like about 10 Aquariuses around the world in like drastically different settings. And that way you could like compare. It's like, we've got one in the Florida Keys, but you can only ask so much. Yeah, no, this is, I only ask so many questions of Florida Keys. Like, I want one in like the South Pacific and the Red Sea and in Southern California and in Nova Scotia, just so that you could do all of these great, crazy cool comparative studies, and also I could just travel everywhere and be an underwater astronaut.
I think that's going to take more than $5,000.
Yes.